Fox News Radio, 930 WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express on WFMD, TGIF Friday. Woo!
Yeah.
The Morning Mayor, Bob Miller, the captain of the ship, Ryan Hedrick. And Nate Saunders in the newsroom. Diana Gibson's got your traffic.
Stand by.
It's Friday!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Just a great time in here.
We got a great day planned for you this today here on the... Well, we got a great day planned today. and we're going to get to it right after the show's over.
Yeah.
but for the next 3 hours, well, it's going to really stink.
It's going to be all downhill.
Yeah, all downhill. So,
did you go to the fair yesterday, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, I did. I've been at the fair every day. I have been at the fair every day. I go back to that email where that lady said, you're really missing a chance.
You really are.
I don't think you
make the best of your chances.
I don't think anybody cares about
it. I had so many people going, where's Ryan?
No, you
have surpassed where's Frank? Because Frank goes out to the fair, but you'll never know it's him because he doesn't tell anybody.
Wasn't he on a wireless microphone yesterday riding go-karts?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yes. But the ZZ Top played to a sold-out show last night.
Oh, sold out.
I gotta bring this up, and I know that some people might get mad. I was looking at the picture of the guy in the Frederick News Post, the band, and I don't know about the decoration on the one guy's face.
Yeah,
I don't know if
right?
that was real or if it wasn't real.
It
or
was
Memorex.
A decoration.
I think it was a decoration. So,
and did they stay up past their bedtime?
I don't know. I know that they probably did. But everybody loved the show. Absolutely loved the show. And, and kudos to the band for continuing on after the death of Dusty Hill. And then, for the Frederick Fair to be able to fork out the cash to bring him here.
Yeah, no.
You know?
It was a good get. ZZ Top's a good look for the community. And people had a great time. A couple of more days left in the fair. And we'll be out there today, just like we were yesterday, right, Bob?
Well, you're going to have to be, because I won't be.
All right, it's 6:15 at WFMD and WFMD.com. Let's check sports.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, the Carolina Panthers beating the Texans last night. Sam Darnold is now 3-0 as the Panthers starter.
Personnel grouping. Darnold ready for the snap. Quarterback sneak being pushed from behind. No signal yet. Touchdown. Carolina Panthers.
And that's a one-yard run for Darnold. Panthers radio on the call. Other NFL, Washington football team, 7.5-point underdog in Buffalo this weekend. The Ravens against the Lions. High school football tonight. Great game right here on WFMD. 3-1 Oakdale, 3-0 Linganore. The kickoff at 6:30 pregame with Steve Nibbs and crew right here on WFMD at 6:20. Walkersville and Thomas Johnson, Frederick and Tuscarora, Boonesboro and Middletown and Clarksburg at Urbana. That is sports right here. 6:16 WFMD and WFMD.com. Good Friday morning.
Good morning, WFMD News. Several firearms offenses have been filed against a Frederick man who was arrested on Wednesday. Police say 30-year-old Andre Brown was taken into custody at his home in the 1800 block of Delaney Court in reference to a straw purchase of a firearm. That's where an individual who had not passed the required background checks to buy a gun gets another person to make a proxy purchase of a firearm. On Thursday, an arrest warrant was issued for Brian Laundrie in Wyoming following a federal grand jury indictment. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming issued the warrant Wednesday related to Mr. Laundrie's activities following the death of Gabrielle Petito. The indictment alleges Laundrie knowingly and with the intent to defraud used an unauthorized debit card and obtained things of value aggregating to $1,000 or more between August 30th and September 1st. The investigation into Petito's death is ongoing, and the search for Laundrie continues at the Carlton Reserve in Florida. And for some Haitians hoping to get to the United States, the Biden administration's decision to release many people is a welcome relief. But it's a different story for those still in Mexico. U.S. border agents are allowing some into the U.S. with instructions to appear before an immigration office within 60 days. Others are being sent back to Haiti or they're heading back over the border to Mexico. Mexican immigration officials have started removing people from their side of the border and conducting pre-drawn raids of hotels and parks. Authorities are sending migrants out of town to southern Mexico and as far away as Guatemala. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Tune in this Saturday at 8 a.m. for the Sports Medicine Center at MMI, our radio talk show that focuses on the most recent and relevant sports injuries that affect athletes ranging from the professional to the weekend warrior. It delivers an in-depth look at injuries that occur on the field as well as those that happen to us in everyday life. The Centers for Advanced Orthopedics MMI Division Show.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
We are seeing an increase in the volume of traffic on 270 southbound, leaving Frederick County, getting in through Montgomery County, but everybody still moves at a good pace. Steady 70 eastbound Hagerstown to Baltimore on 29 southbound. No delays from 70 to 32, or as you're moving on 340 eastbound Harper's Ferry to Frederick. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick, Aaron Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
All right, Dino, we have 48 outside our WFMD studios. And again, it is a nice fall day. And I love apple juice. I love apple juice. I love apple juice. Did I tell you I love apple juice?
Wow. You love apple juice?
I love apple juice.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If that gets into the carburetor, what happens?
It becomes, I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but I love apple juice. I'm posing for a picture with my apple juice. I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, because Ryan, though he doesn't go to the fair, has an Uber driver that will or Uber Eats driver.
If you can find me at the fair
every Friday,
if you could find me on the fair at the fair on the fair at the fair, if you could find me at the fair today, okay. I have $1,000 for you.
Wow!
No, I'm only kidding.
I'll find you because there's a picture of you at the fair.
I am literally
with a
only
very
kidding.
Elongated head.
Yeah,
your head
you know
is
what?
Like really long, which it really is.
I get
it's
a raw
big.
Deal around here. Yeah, I don't yeah, have any. Uh-huh. There are no pictures of me in the lobby. There are no pictures of
there's
me
no
at the fair.
There's no pictures of anybody in the lobby except for John F. Kennedy.
Bob, you're all over the place.
No,
the
I'm
morning
not.
Mayor's
no,
image is all over the place.
Not at all.
He is hailed as a hero in the hallways of WFMD.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I just, you know, I had all those installed. Took me all weekend to hammer those into the concrete.
621.
As heard on WFMB's Mid-Maryland Live.
I understand that our public school system is in need of employees. Is there any truth to that, Frank?
Yeah.
I heard that they
are hiring.
Well, I was just going over their ad that they've posted. Find your new career with Frederick County Public Schools. What the heck is a public school?
That wasn't a mistake. They have satellite schools down in Australia, you know, down under.
Mid-Maryland Live with Tim May and Frank Mitchell. Afternoons, 3 till 6 on 930 WFMD.
I need a car, but my credit isn't too good.
Yeah, me too. I just had my bankruptcy discharged.
Have no fear. Captain Boom is here. Bad credit? You're approved. Divorced? You're approved. No money down, repossession, no cosigner? You're approved. Find the vehicle you want, fill out the online credit application, and drive your car home today at HiloAutoSales.com, home of the free 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty. Find your next car 24/7 at HiloAutoSales.com.
Need tires? With weather slick streets, Tire Pros of Frederick suggests you check your tires. You need the right tires to get around the corner safely. Don't get left out on the side of the road. Frederick's fastest growing tire dealer is Tire Pros, where every purchase comes with exclusive free 1-year roadside assistance and the lowest price guarantee. Compare and save now. Tire Pros of Frederick, for when you need to get there or just to know you can. Located on Highland Street behind the Frederick Fairgrounds. Online at TireProsOfFrederick.com.
Super Saturday. Save up to 75% off on all furniture at Ashley Home Store. Super Saturday. One day of the year. This Saturday, Ashley Home Store gives you the lowest prices, plus 60 months no interest financing. Super Saturday is up to 75% off every living room, every dining room, every bedroom, and every mattress. Super Saturday is special buys like Ashley two-piece living rooms, $8.95, and Ashley seven-piece bedroom groups, only $7.95. Super Saturday, 11 hours only. This Saturday, 10 to 9 at Ashley Home Store in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Chambersburg.
With the Capital One Saver card, you earn unlimited 4% cash back on dining out or in, 4% back on entertainment or on popular streaming, and now 3% back at grocery stores so you can make the cake that makes her day.
Happy birthday to you.
So earn unlimited cash back for going out or staying in with the Capital One Saver card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Talk this up. Talk it up. Talk it up.
If there's no, are you playing the whole song or just the bumper music?
I could play the whole song.
Yeah. You know, Aretha Franklin.
I don't think it's Aretha Franklin.
Freeway Love?
Yeah.
You might want to look that up.
Okay. You're the music guy.
I'm just saying.
I think you're right.
Of course I am.
Freeway of Love.
Uh-huh. Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What year?
1972. I'm actually going to fire the whole video, and you're going to do a talk up.
No, I'm not.
No, please.
We're a news talk station. No, we need to give information. I mean, we see there's problems on the border. Mm-hmm. You know, Frank Mitchell.
Nobody cares about the problem.
Frank Mitchell is saying every single day, and he actually had liberal people coming up.
Here we go.
And saying things like,
"Talk it up.
You are whipping people. You have."
Talk it up.
Maxine Waters. I am talking it up. Maxine Waters talking about things that aren't true. That's what all the Democrats are doing, talking things up that aren't true here. I mean, but, you know, that's what they do all the time. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. See, you can hit the musical pose before you hit the intro of the song, you know. That happens all the time. I actually don't know how long this is, so. But
you're just
by
have to...
memory, I got to go on WFMD.
Yeah, he hit the post. He hit the post.
Of course I did. I used to work with a guy who had a stopwatch, right?
Yeah.
And he would start it. Nowadays it tells you, but back in the day he hit a stopwatch.
Have you ever watched this video? It's great. She's throwing a big party.
Yeah. Which is always good for the listeners who are riding down the road on the radio talking about a video that you're watching.
Yeah, they love it. They love this song, The Freeway of Love. When we talk about The Freeway of Love, we have to talk about our esteemed news department.
Oh, I was going to sit there and say, you know, it makes stops at the parking lot of penicillin, and because it's The Freeway of Love, folks. And that doesn't happen anymore. It was back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, you just, you can put on goggles.
Yeah. So I was shocked I was looking at Blaine Young's post last night. He was at the fair watching ZZ Top.
Uh-huh.
And I was shocked that the beard on ZZ Top looks like it was stuck on with scotch tape.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it wasn't. I mean, when you can't say ZZ Top because Billy Gibbons really has... And Frank Beard, they really have beards, and the other guy who was playing, that really did look like, you could buy it at Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, you buy the little hat and you see that it has a little headband around it with the hair that sticks up, and it really, but it could be real. Nope, I don't know if you were at the show and you were awake. I know, like, Rick Weldon was at the show, Blaine was at the show, I saw all these Facebook people who were at the show. Did they actually, would he have reached over and tried to pull it down to go, oh, yeah, this is real, and he pulled it down to see if it was real or not? I have no idea. So
quite possibly.
But, hey, inquiring minds want to know.
If you were at the show and you think the beard was real, let us know.
Right.
Call in. Chime in. We'll take a poll. Actually, that's going to be the Twitter poll, 627 at WFMD.
A Frederick man is charged with firearms offenses following his arrest on Wednesday. More on that next, WFMD News.
Looking for a career with a dynamic company that has great benefits, on-the-job training, and career growth? Join the Berryville Graphics team. Berryville Graphics has entry-level and skilled positions available in their press, bindery, and maintenance departments. Weekly pay, no rotating shifts, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, 10 paid holidays, paid time off, and more. Apply in person at one of their three locations in Berryville, Virginia, Martinsburg, West Virginia, or Fairfield, Pennsylvania. Berryville Graphics is an equal opportunity employer.
930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Truist. BB&T and SunTrust Banks are now Truist.
270 southbound, we're just seeing some building conditions now as you are traveling through Frederick County, primarily from 85 in towards Urbana, but Hightstown to 495, no issues. Keep in mind, 355 remains shut down between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive because of damage to the roadway from the storms yesterday. No delays east or westbound on 70 in between Newmarket and Baltimore, as well as 194 southbound Tawnytown to 26. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Brought to you by Truist, the new name for better banking, founded on the belief that with better products and services, we can inspire and build better lives and communities. BB&T and SunTrust are now Truist.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. It is 48, and I keep saying there is a hint of fall in the air. It feels real. It is real. 629 at WFMD. The news is next.
I always take you with me.
Check it out, the updated WFMD app with the latest local news and weather, our podcasts and downloads, links, and it's even got a wake-up alarm. Best of all, we're on your phone from anywhere, at any time.
Everywhere I go.
The WFMD app, a service of Dave's Cooling and Heating. Download it for free at the Google Play Store or at WFMD.com. WFMD News Time. 6:30.
This is 9:30 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
A Frederick man is charged with firearms offenses following his arrest on Wednesday. 30-year-old Andre Brown was taken into custody at his home on Delaney Court after police served a search and seizure warrant. Frederick police say this case is in reference to a straw purchase of a firearm. That's where a buyer is unable to pass the required background checks to own a gun and uses a proxy buyer to make the purchase. As part of their operation, authorities recovered three long guns and handgun ammunition. Frederick police were assisted in this operation by the Rockville Police Department and the ATF. Officials say media calls to Fort Meade on Thursday were mistaken for callers portraying members of the media during an exercise, setting off false reports of a mass shooting at the base in Maryland. Public Affairs Officer Chad Jones said the installation was conducting an exercise on Thursday when outlets reported an active shooter incident there, but fortunately there was no shooting. He called it an unfortunate miscommunication and apologized. A call went through Fort Meade's Emergency Operations Center where the exercise was conducted, and the request was thought to be part of the exercise. It's not clear what prompted media outlets to call in the first place. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Millions of Americans who got Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine are told to get a third booster shot. The Centers for Disease Control recommends them for people 65 and up and younger people at high risk because of their jobs or health conditions.
A panel advising the CDC had originally voted no on giving boosters to frontline workers, but CDC Director Rochelle Walensky reversed that. She said that move put the CDC decision in line with the booster shot authorization decision made by the Food and Drug Administration earlier this week.
Fox's Jill Nato. There's an arrest warrant out for the missing boyfriend, Brian Laundry, of a woman found dead in Wyoming, Gabby Petito.
The indictment alleges Laundry fraudulently used a debit card between August 30th and September 1st to obtain items valuing $1,000 or more in multiple states, including Wyoming, where Petito's remains were discovered nearly a week ago.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
We still need to keep our guard when it comes to preventing the spread of COVID-19. That's a message from Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner, who held a public information briefing on Thursday about the coronavirus.
Frederick County's case rate is the highest among the state's Big Eight population counties. So that's not a positive statistic for me to share.
She said the virus has recently appeared in a number of settings.
So 18 of our schools are reporting to have an outbreak. And that includes a number of our public and private schools of all age levels. Five of our nursing homes appear on the state COVID's dashboard this week. And there are confirmed cases among both staff and inmates at the Adult Detention Center, which has an outbreak.
Because of this high rate of community transmission, Gardner says county facilities will remain closed to the public until November 1st, except by appointment only, and masks must be worn inside buildings in all public areas and shared office spaces. Citizen testimony in support of the Climate Solution Now Act was taken on Tuesday by the Frederick County Council.
The legislation is expected to come before the 2022 Maryland General Assembly, and the County Council is being asked to support this bill as part of its legislative package for next year. Elizabeth Bauer expressed her support.
It would mandate the state of Maryland to draw down statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 60%. From 2006 levels to 2030, requiring Maryland to achieve net zero statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 2045.
It would also establish tree planting goals and standards for the state to purchase zero emissions vehicles for its fleet. The council is expected next week to decide on whether to include support for this bill as part of its 2022 legislative package. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. At the Great Frederick Fair, a crossbred steer was named Grand Champion. Scott McCannon was the judge. He said he was not surprised at the fair's quality of animals.
I mean, this is a big agricultural area. I was here 2 days ago to judge showmanship. You see right away that the quality of the cattle and the livestock in this area is really good.
He says this year's show did not disappoint.
The quality was good all day long. The kids were wonderful to deal with, and it was a fun experience for everybody involved.
The Great Frederick Fair continues through Saturday. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
This update from the Great Frederick Fair on 930 WFMD is a service of the Gettysburg Trading Post for firearms and accessories.
Dr. Alban, first of all, you're sitting here at the Great Frederick Fair, the superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools, with all the things that go on. What makes sitting here as the superintendent at the fair something that you feel like you have to do?
We have an incredible partnership with the Great Frederick Fair. It is the largest agricultural classroom in the world. And being here and seeing how excited our students get to be as they experience the fair cannot be missed. And on a personal level, I come here because I love the food, and my husband and I always enjoy one of the concerts during fair week. So there you go.
All right. So which concert are you going to see this year?
ZZ Top on Thursday night.
Dr. Alban, rocking out the ZZ Top. So what is your favorite go-to food that you have to have every year?
A Hemp's roast beef sandwich and chocolate meringue pie from Just Desserts.
Dave, describe our service techs.
Smoking hot in the winter and super cool in the summer.
Now, describe me.
Diane, I can't say that stuff in public.
I'm thankful, and thankful for our techs.
That's why I guarantee great service and put my name on it.
Everybody raves for Dave's.
September is Hunger Action Month. At WISE, we're taking action. The WISE Fight Hunger campaign works diligently, providing monetary and food donations to those in need. You can help too. Let's work together to help the 42 million Americans struggling with hunger. Just $1 can provide 6 meals. One simple donation can feed many. We can make a real difference. Stop by your neighborhood WISE markets to see how you can join the WISE Fight Hunger campaign.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Del Walmsley, Sundays from noon until 1 on 930 WFMD.
Hey, it's Murray from Hunting Creek Outfitters. Fall is right around the corner, and with the new season comes new outdoor clothing and gear. At Hunting Creek Outfitters, we're starting to load up our shop with all your favorites, from Orvis, Barber, Patagonia, Ex Officio, and more. We have all the latest fly fishing equipment and new Yeti products. Come see it all. We're on North Market Street in downtown Frederick, and find us on the web. We are Hunting Creek Outfitters, fall specialists, and so much more.
Hello? I want to replace these windows in my house, but I don't know where to start. Can anybody help? Hello?
Looking to remodel, renovate, or just do some general home improvements? Start with the only local independently owned lumberyard in the area, NZ Kramer & Son, just off 550 in Woodsboro and online at nzkramer.com. There you can find the help you need to begin your projects. NZ Kramer & Son offers a wide variety of name brand products at competitive prices, customer service that can't be beat, and services like takeoff plans those other guys don't offer. Where home improvements begin, NZ Kramer & Son. Start building.
WFMD at 638.
930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Frederick Brickworks, the Brick Store, and more.
Looks like we have an accident in Frederick County on 270. It's 270 southbound by Baker Valley Road. From what we're hearing over the scanner, it was a road rage accident. Because of this, you're seeing a solid delay from 70 as you're trying to get in through Urbana. Your next slowdown on 270 is going through Hyattstown. 355, remember, is shut down in between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive, and that'll be the case through Monday. 70 eastbound moves at a good pace, Frederick to Baltimore. And on 15 southbound, no delays from Pointer Rocks to Leesburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
All right, it's 6:39. Let's bring on our good friend Kirk Kroenke to tell us all about the MTA on this TGIF Purple Ravens Friday. Kirk, go ahead.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Ryan. And we're on schedule on the Brunswick line of MARC trains, and train 892 from Frederick making its way to Union Station, Washington at a 7:56 arrival. Train 894, the next to leave Frederick, leaves at 7:10 with a stop in Monocacy at 7:17. It's due in Union Station at 8:52. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kirk Kroenke on WFMD.
Expand your home with a new outdoor living area with Frederick Brickworks and Techo Block. From fire pits to outdoor kitchens, see the Techo Block display and start creating your dream oasis. Frederick Brickworks off Route 26 and Monocacy Boulevard, the Brick Store, and more.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Well, thank you, Dean. Right now, temperatures outside our studios on top of Grove Hill Road. We're 49 and partly cloudy skies. It is the Morning News Express. It is 6:40. Guess who's right around the corner? Our favorite auto mechanic, Mr. Dave Cirio, the host of You Ought to Know, coming up next on WFMD.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause.
I'm Sue Chapin, and I'm co-chair for the Homewood Wreaths Across America. Wreaths Across America gives every American the opportunity to thank our veterans, both living and deceased. We sponsor live balsam wreaths that are created in Maine, and they're laid on veterans' graves at Mount Olivet Cemetery here in Frederick on December 18th. The wreaths cost $15 each, and of course, all donations are tax deductible. Mount Olivet Cemetery in itself is a very historic and beautiful cemetery with several great patriots buried there, such as Francis Scott Key. It's also the resting place of 4,000 veterans. Anyone can help us by going to www.wreathsacrossamerica.org/MD0295P.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause is supported by Premier Dental Arts, Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, and Maryland Excavation.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
It is the Morning News Express, and I don't, just FYI, Dave, I did not play this song. So, I know you know what it is because you're cool and hip. But Dave Serio, the host of You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings at 10 right here on WFMD. And Dave, you're brought to us by BG Products.
I am, sir. Good morning to you. How are you guys?
I'm good. Hey, before Ryan tells me I got to be quiet, I want you to do something. I think we have a great contest for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The Ugly Car Contest. And
I wouldn't own one of them, but go ahead.
Okay, well, no, I know, but we have one in our parking lot at every morning at 9 o'clock that's owned
by Frank Mitchell.
Yeah. And yes, I tried to take a picture of it, but I got the window. I didn't want to open it in case it set off the alarm. Oh no, never mind, set off the alarm. He's actually got a size says please steal.
I haven't been up there in a while. It's still the Mazda, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's been a great car for him.
It's the 1953 Mazda Protege.
No. It's a little newer than that, but not much.
Not much. Right. He's had it probably 20 years.
Yeah, 23. I remember when he got it.
Yeah,
I remember when he got it.
Yeah.
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 Or let's put it this way. It was fairly new when I first met him. I don't know if I knew when I got it, but it was fairly new. That was 2004. And I think it's probably about a 2000, isn't it?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'd have to look through the rust and see what the rings on the rust look like.
Okay. I think what you have to do is you probably have to see how many rings are going around the rust.
Yes.
Okay, and count them that way. Probably so.
That's what we'll do.
Hey, Dave.
You know what? Yeah, Frank's a great guy. So we're not gonna jump on Frank this morning. Okay.
We won't. Frank is a tremendous person. Absolutely, Dave. What are you watching for? Sending recalls this morning.
And that vehicle makes it to work every morning.
Barely.
It's 1,000 steps from his house
to
here.
It is.
Yeah, it works out pretty good, yes, for sure. There is one recall, and I'm really not sure whether I should mention it or not, because it's actually a Canadian recall. But I can't imagine. I mean, you know, other than, you know, Canada and America are very alike, okay? So I can't imagine this being a situation where it doesn't end up being an American recall also. And it's a little ironic in this particular situation. Ford is recalling in Canada, once again, the 2021 Mach-E. That's the Mustang electric car, mm-hmm. okay? It's concerning the adhesive used in the roof and the windshield. It turns out, according to this recall in Canada, they may not be properly attached and can separate from the vehicle. So you got 3,178 cars being recalled in Canada for the windshields that may not be properly attached. And you got 1,812 Mach-Es in Canada being recalled because the glass panel of the panoramic roof may not be properly attached. Now, the irony in this is Ford just about a year ago blasted Tesla on their quality build because Tesla had a problem with their targa top that wasn't supposed to be a targa. In this situation, and now the irony is it's happened to them. Now, you may also remember that just about a month and a half ago, we talked about the Bronco Sport, the one that has the removable top that became more removable than they wanted it to become. So this is a little irony in here for Ford. Again, this is a Canadian recall. The recall has not made its way to the U.S.-delivered Mustang Mach-Es yet. May not, but it's kind of difficult to believe that there'd be any manufacturing differences between the two vehicles that we would know about. So just letting everyone know that owns a Mustang Mach-E that they need to keep an eye out for any kind of separation in both the roof and also the windshield.
All right, Dave Serio, tomorrow I will be hosting your show. I can never fill your shoes, but I'm going to do my best to facilitate the accurate information that you always give the loyal listeners.
And he will be our Saturday Mach-E.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch separation on more of the roof. You know, if you can't fill an 8.5 men's, then I'm sorry, Brian. You know, there's something wrong with you. But anyway, the situation is that you're going to have Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive join you in the studio. You're going to host the show, and it's going to be a great live program tomorrow at 10.
Yeah, I can't wait. Dave Cirio, thank you for the opportunity, and we will talk to you next week right here on the Morning News Express. Have a great day, sir.
Sounds great, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Dave Cirio, the host of You Ought to Know. I'll be filling in tomorrow, 6:47 at WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. The Maryland State Highway Administration says Route 355 at Bennett Creek will remain closed through the weekend. The highway was damaged by flooding between Big Woods Road and the Urbana High School campus. The flooding also damaged the guardrail and embankment. SHA says it expects to complete these repairs by Monday, September 27th. A camper almost 15,000 migrants had waited along the Texas border just days ago is now dramatically smaller. But across the river in Mexico, migrants in a growing camp woke Thursday surrounded by security forces. Both governments appear eager to end the increasingly politicized humanitarian situation at the border. The number of migrants at the border camp had been reduced to about 4,000 on Thursday morning. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have endorsed COVID-19 booster shots for millions of older or otherwise vulnerable Americans. The move opens a major new phase in the U.S. vaccination drive against the coronavirus. A panel of advisors made the recommendation Thursday. The advisors said boosters should be offered to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. The extra dose would be given once they are at least 6 months past their last Pfizer shot. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
WFMD Traffic, a service of Tranquility of Fredericktown for affordable assisted living.
Well, authorities are out with an accident in Washington County this morning on 81 southbound at Route 40. It does take out your right lane, and because of this, you're going to see some delays as you're traveling through Washington County approaching Route 40. Your next issue is an accident 70 as you're, or that would be 270 as you're traveling southbound by Baker Valley Road. There is an accident with your delays beginning at 70, and then you're also slowing going by the truck scales in Hyattstown. No issues on 15 going southbound from Gettysburg to West Patrick Street or 194 southbound 2010 to 26. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The effects of this pandemic have been devastating to our elderly population living alone. Now is the time to move your loved one. Bring your loved one to Tranquility of Fredericktown. Tranquility-Frederick.com.
Tranquility at Fredericktown, where we are thrilled to be together again.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
And right now, Todd, we've got temperatures outside our studios. It's nice, 49. Brrr! It's shorts weather, though. It is the Morning News Express on Free Talk 930 WFMD Business Update. Next.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
930 WFMD Business Update.
And it is time for the Business Update at 6:50 right here on WFMD. Chris Murray is off, but Fox has a look at what's happening right now.
Stocks jumping for a second straight day as fears about a crisis in China's property market eased, and the Federal Reserve kept monetary stimulus in place, at least for now. The Dow up 506 points, the S&P higher by 53, the NASDAQ up 155. Today's gains pushing the major averages back into the green for the week. Earlier this week, concerns about a potential collapse of Chinese developer Evergrande Group spiked. But investors have come to believe the Chinese government won't allow the company to collapse. Salesforce, the big winner today after the cloud company raised full-year revenue guidance. Darden Restaurants, another gainer on positive earnings news. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And we also take a look at what Costco's doing. Costco is a retail a warehouse that is dealing with shortages just like everybody else. But the chief financial officer, Bob, said Thursday that the company wants to make sure that it has essential items that stores, even as shipping delays and truck driver shortages make it hard to keep them on the shelves. During an earning call, he said the retailer is, quote, putting some limitations on key items, close quote. Those include toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water, and high demand cleaning products. He did not specify how many each item customers will be able to buy.
Well, first-time filings for unemployment benefits jumped last week, hitting the highest level in a month. The Labor Department reported those numbers Thursday morning at 8:30. The initial claim for the week ending September 18th on a seasonal adjusted basis totaled 351,000, an increase from the previous week's upwardly revised 335,000, well ahead of the 320,000 Dow Jones estimate. The total was the highest since the week of August 21st. Markets reacted little to the news, with the stock market futures pointing to a strong opening, while safe haven government bonds saw yield rise and an indication that investors were selling fixed incomes as yields moved to an opposite price. Continuing claims data, which runs a week behind, also increased, rising to 181,000 to a total of 2.84 million. The economy is rolling right along.
And that is a look at your business update 653 right here on WFMD. It is now time for the Digital Minute, brought to you by Tranquility at Fredericktown for affordable assisted living. Here's the Queen of Tech, Radio Hall of Famer, Kim Commando.
I'm Kim Commando on 930 WFMD. Think for a moment. What do you know about something called Shadow Dragon? Probably nothing. But it knows everything about you. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Shadow Dragon is unknown basically to the American public, but it's hard at work right now. Shadow Dragon is powerful search and surveillance software that literally sucks in data from every social media company, every internet company, including Amazon, dating apps, and even the dark web. More than 120 different online platforms, and, get this, 10 years of archives. What did you post on social media 10 years ago? Shadow Dragon knows if you don't. Its data is routed directly to police to identify persons of interest and map out networks. Shadow Dragon says it speeds up police investigations from months to minutes. Yes, this is happening. Your worst nightmare about government surveillance is absolutely true. Get breaking tech news at commando.com.
Whether you need it for work, school, or a special project, it's very important to have the right printer. The Epson EcoTank is a new type of printer that doesn't use cartridges. Stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. The Epson EcoTank printers have super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, and they come with just a ridiculous amount of ink. If you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing to save yourself from replacing those expensive ink cartridges. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. So start printing in color all you want. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye already. But hurry, because the Epson EcoTank is changing the way people print. It's flying off the shelves. I just love mine. The Epson EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. Add the Epson EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers. Available at Sam's Club, Target, Walmart, and at epson.com/EcoTank.
We help you hold on tight so you can handle your business, stay on the right track, and never miss a stitch. At the Hand Center at MMI, from hand to shoulder injuries, arthritis, carpal tunnel, and more, our team of physicians and certified hand therapists restore motion and relieve pain. From surgery through recovery and bracing, the Hand Center at MMI has it all covered under one roof. Choose exceptional care close to home. Choose MMI at CAO.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Fairfax area attorneys. Office in Falls Church. CordellCordell.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Light the final play that wins the game. Frederick Air, it's a good call. Like taking your umbrella because it felt like rain. Frederick Air, it's a good call. Home's not the same without the comfort in it. But your solution's just a number away. So start with one call and end with a smile. Call 301-663-0300.
The 930 WFMD Listener Club is a service of locally owned McDonald's restaurants, including Route 26 at Osprey Way in Frederick and Goshen Plaza on Rothbury Drive in Gaithersburg.
The WFMD Listener Club. To join, look for the link at WFMD.com.
WFMD at 658.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 southbound, we're seeing some stop-and-go activity. From 70 up to Baker Valley Road, an accident off to the left shoulder at that location, and then some slowing as you're going through Hyattstown. 355 shut down in between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive through Monday. And on 81 southbound in Washington County, right at Route 40, there's an accident. The right lane and the ramp to Route 40 are blocked. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
Back to work and school is right. Frederick County Public Schools was off yesterday. They have a three-hour day today, and it is Kids Day at the Great Frederick Fair as we wind down the 159th annual Great Frederick Fair. It feels like fall as you wake up on this Friday morning. 49 on top of Grove Hill Road here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. The Morning News Express continues. National news, local news, and then back to Bob and myself right here at WFMD.
News Radio 9.